So, yeah.
Whenever he does that, you know, like,
yeah.
Why does it smell in here?
I never thought about like that. Yeah, so I was like,
and then I asked my crush if she wanted to practice making babies, and she was just like, you need to stand at least 500 feet away from me.
Literally.
Is this going to be a problem?
I'm calling 911 right now if you don't get away from me.
I'm having my boyfriend come in.
Now, I have a question for you.
Okay.
According to Sandra, that would work. Would it work on you if, let's say, if you're significant other, your girlfriend said that to you, or let's say you weren't even seriously dating yet, if it was just like a crush said it to you, how would you respond?
Okay. If you insist. If we must.
I'll allow it this one time. This right. Again, really?
I could use a little practice.
Practice makes perfect.
I need a little practice. Just so I get it right.
Yeah. I'm trained for the belt.
Well, I'm not a black belt at baby making.
Yeah. So that my child comes out. What's like a LeBron level?
Yeah, athletic ability?
Like, I need superhuman skills. They need to be like Michael Jordan, Messi, Tom Brady,
or Neil Armstrong.
Yeah, sure.
If they're not already doing steroids by the time they're out,
if they lose, wait, he's not the one who lost a ball, was he? All right. Getting too off topic here. What's your name? Neil.
I'm Neil.
This is Jamie.
And this is our
literally podcast
about sports and steroids.
I don't have enough knowledge about cycling, bicycling.
Yeah. Like, don't you just, like, pedal fast? It's pretty easy. You just, like, let the bike do the work.
You know, you're not even the one moving here. The bike is what's moving.
Like, why don't they give the medal to the bike? You're just, like, on it.
Clearly, I did not get the Albert Einstein gene, all right? That has been made obvious. But what we're really here to talk about is the man of the hour, of the 2 hours this week. And likely next week, Joey.
Grazide.
See, at least I'm good with names.
Man or Italian man.
Something. Yeah. Yeah, he's Italian.
Yeah. And he wants to keep it that way.
Can you change it? Is that allowed? Is that allowed?
You're not allowed. Oh, he's no longer having a Greek wedding. So that's off the table.
Yeah. Unfortunately, last week, a fan favorite known by the name of Maria was eliminated.
Formally.
We're down to our final three women. It is Fantasy Suites, Rachel, Kelsey, and Daisy. All right, who wins? Daisy. All right, good answer.
Rachel doesn't.
Well, I do agree with that. I guess let's work our way up to it.
Okay.
How does the episode start? Probably with Joey or something like that.
It does start with Joey. He is
still afraid about not being loved back. Not being accepted or chosen.
Right.
Can't relate.
Feel that.
Yeah. Who gets the first date? Rachel.
Rachel does.
I actually did like how they brought some of the golden ladies back.
Yeah, one for each.
Sort of just like advice givers. I am partial to Susan. She's very entertaining.
She's definitely the best.
She's got so much charm, man.
Yeah, I can see why Joey likes her.
Yeah. Are we sure that far. Susan is not in the like also getting a fantasy suite? So Rachel sort of tells Susan that she's sort of scared to admit that she's in love with Joey, even though she did already say it like last week.
Yeah, she did.
Almost like is she saying like she's afraid to admit it to herself almost? I don't know. I'm not good. Mm-hmm. But she is afraid because she...
Or to say it again.
Yeah, sure, maybe. I don't know. But she said in her previous relationships, she was cheated on. And so that fear going into this relationship with Joey, the like fear of not being chosen, is still strong because of that. And Susan, I feel like Susan gave good advice, a good pep talk. She said that what she realized with her time being on the Golden Bachelor is like, I'm the prize. Like,
yeah, they're after me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it shouldn't just be about
the person
winning over the Bachelor or the Bachelorette. It's like you kind of want to be chosen, like, too. You want to feel,
yeah,
picked. It's not just about, you know, like getting them to
tricking them.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you got to know your worth and your value and that you're worthy of love and being chosen.
Yeah, that is important. That's a good rule to go by.
A good dating tip. Yeah, I thought a lot of nuggets of knowledge, as well as chicken. No, but no chicken, unfortunately. Just knowledge nuggets were dropped by the golden women. And you're going to start living by them, you said? You better.
Oh, I am now.
That's why your previous relationships never worked, because you weren't following their instructions.
I know. I needed them. But now I know.
This the date that Rachel got with Joey was...
It's probably the best one so far.
I mean...
If you're after bad dates, it's probably the best date.
Yeah, if you want, like, a really unfortunate, like... almost worst case scenario
date.
Just like copy this. So they're in a beautiful area of, is it what, Mexico? What, where was it? Tulum?
Yeah.
Tulum, Mexico. Which I feel like has been used before, because I vaguely remember a couple seasons ago, another couple like jumping off the what's it called, cenote.
They did that exact location.
Yeah, it looked very similar. It was always something like that. But that's what they got to do. They just jump into water.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to practice their Olympic diving skills.
I know.
I mean,
you get a little higher each time.
It seems like fun, but like
to
Rachel was like clearly nervous about it. And yeah, it went about as bad as it could pretty much go.
Yeah, couldn't get worse than this.
Like the third jump, she like somehow like fucks up her like jaw. And I even said before, like we noticed that she was hurt. When they jumped,
yeah,
landed extremely close to her.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was like, oh, no fucking way. He just like
hit her
in the face.
And then she comes up.
I don't think that's what it was, because they didn't say, neither of them said like, yeah, you landed on me, or like you you hit me or jumped on me.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't say anything.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, my face hurts. It could just be from like...
how they land.
Yeah, she could have landed...
face first.
Sort of. I mean, I wouldn't think that jumping from that high, maybe from the like highest one, you could really hurt your... I mean, unless you're like belly flopping, in which case it's going to hurt like yeah. no matter what. But like, if you're landing like feet first, it shouldn't hurt, you know, because mm-hmm. you're breaking the water with your feet. But if she was, I don't know, maybe at an angle, she still could have like smacked her face, like her chin in the water.
Right.
And that would hurt still really bad.
That would, especially if Joey then kicked you afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, I still don't know. Maybe.
I think that's what happened.
I wouldn't be surprised, but it would just be like, you'd think they would say like, yeah, you landed on me. Why'd you have to jump directly on my face?
Right after me,
and he wasn't
right?
like apologizing yeah. either, so I don't know. But
yeah, that was kind of weird.
I have some scary stories of jumping in the water. As a kid, there was a little lake that I would go swimming at with my family during the summer, and they had like a little like dock. It was weird because it wasn't even like from the shore, you would swim out to it. It would probably be like, I don't know, like 20, 30 feet out into the water. I remember swimming out there, and like it would be fun to get up there and then like jump off the dock into the water. I don't know why I got the like genius idea of like, I started doing like cool poses when I jumped in. I was like, let's do like a starfish pose.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
It is cool. But as a man, or potentially as a woman too, there's some valuable merchandise down below that if you jump into the water, leading with that, basically, that's breaking your impact. That
could hurt a little bit. That could be...
That knocked the wind out of me. I lost the ability to swim. And I was probably like 12 years old too, so I wasn't even that young. I had to have my brother pull me out of the water.
Got paralyzed.
Dude, it was... That was a near-death experience. Wow. I
mean, yeah, you were close to death on that one.
I saw the light.
That would be really bad.
I also potentially lost the ability to have kids. We may never know.
And we will never find out.
Yeah, we will never find out. Good times. It's always fun to think back to like...
Reminisce
to the younger years of like, hey, wouldn't it be fun to like dive headfirst off of the couch and like aim for like the bookcase or like the edge of the dining room table or something? Like yeah, the corner of it. Let's see if I can like puncture my forehead like directly into the corner of the table.
How many stitches do you think I can get?
If I run full speed at the like cement wall, what will happen?
You'll probably break through it.
I think living that age, you know, as like a toddler, you know, you're basically just like auditioning for Jackass. I was living and I wasn't getting paid. I wasn't even doing it for an audience. I was like, let's see what happens.
I was on extreme sports.
Bro, in my mind, I was a scientist because I was like, let's test my theory. What will happen if I like, which will break first, my like nose or like the glass pane window? If I try to like push... like my face meets glass, which one breaks?
Perfectly explains Darwinism right there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm still around, so.
For now,
let's see. Well, I learned. I evolved. In that moment, I evolved to learn, hey, maybe let's not test like these like... our body against like household appliances and items as far as like which one is sturdier, because
you went from single celled organism to double celled organism.
I lost my cells.
just became bacteria.
Well, I definitely had a lot of it as a child. I was probably very keen on spreading it, but that's another thing. So,
speaking of
bacteria, I don't know how that relates. I don't even what were we talking about?
Rachel breaking her jaw.
Breaking her jaw, dude. She had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
I mean, ultimately, it seemed like she had no serious injuries. But it was scary at first, like when they came out and she was like talking, like you could see even just from watching it, she was like talking without like opening.
Yeah,
or moving
she was talking
her mouth.
To her teeth.
It's like
he's like, open your jaw. Like, oh,
she's like gritting right her now. Teeth, and she's like, it's pretty open, isn't it? It's open.
So yeah, I can open it. That whole half inch.
Yeah. Glad that she was okay. Just, yeah, smacked her face, it seemed like. Either the water or Joey. I really did feel for her, though, because...
Yeah, that would
aside suck. From that, the pain of it, there's probably some level of either embarrassment or... It seemed like she just felt bad for, like... She thinks she ruined the day, which is, like, again, sad to think, because it's, like... It's really Joey's fault.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, if
Joey ruined it,
it was just a freak accident, as he said. But she took it as like her doing. It's like, oh man,
because it's not totally your fault.
I will also say I kind of hold on to my prediction from last week, which is I don't think that
she's going far.
Yeah, I think Rachel is probably going to be the one going home. It would be very disappointing if she kind of continues her thoughts of like, I mean, aside from that date specifically, she was also just referencing that she feels she's taken too long to like open up and she feels like she's playing catch up compared to like
the other
two, which I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I don't think that's totally true.
I don't think that.
I don't think any of them have really like, opened up to an extreme amount.
Yeah, because first of all, we only see so much.
Yeah, and it all looks pretty similar, just like about being with Joey.
Although I will say, I do think we've seen significantly less of Rachel than we have of like Daisy
and the others
and
too.
Like Kelsey up to this point. I mean, that was my initial sort of reasoning, thinking that Rachel was kind of probably be the one that goes home. But I don't know if she feels that way. Is it just her self-doubt, or is it just like, are we seeing like basically all of the stuff that she's opened up about or sort of talked about? In which case, I still don't blame her because I still don't think they get that much time. I mean, even the stuff that like we're not seeing, it's like, I don't know, they don't get a whole lot of time with each other, and like as far as conversations that are like highlighted, yeah, I mean those are the ones that get shown typically. Like if she would have really opened up about anything else, same thing goes for the other two, it's like they probably would have shown it. So I kind of agree with you where it's like I don't feel like she's all that far behind. She's kind of in the same realm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if they show all the important stuff, which I assume they
yeah.
do.
But that's the thing, though, is that both Kelsey and Daisy have gotten they've each gotten one more date than Rachel has. So, I guess that is somewhat of a disadvantage, but I don't think it ultimately is going to matter.
Yeah, I don't think that's what Joey cares about.
I do think.
Especially at the last three.
Yeah. I really think that he kind
He's
of knows. And I think I know. Who it
oh,
is
I
now
know.
Too. This episode, I feel like was the clearest. There was some slight throw off, but I think, I guess we can get to it like at the end when we pick our choices. But like, I do feel like pretty confident now.
Yeah.
Like, bar anything
Rachel.
Weird, which again, the ending is supposedly going to be weird or different.
It better be.
And I still don't know what it is. I'm still spoiler free. I hope you are as well. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
That's what you think. Yeah, I still don't know. So I guess, like, aside from any weird stuff happening, I'm pretty confident with who I'm going to choose, but...
Oh, yeah, let me look it up real quick. So.
Jamie, pull that up. Put it on the screen. What else do you have to say about Rachel? I mean, despite, I think, again, I do think that she's kind of the odd one out at this point. Mm-hmm. He does still do a good job of comforting her throughout her injury and, like, her...
Yeah, he does a good job.
Her insecurity feeling as far as, like, her not opening up or feeling like she's playing catch up. And he does a good job, yeah, of, like, still being there for her.
Mm-hmm.
And they do go to the fantasy suite.
Oh, they do. The boots are knocked.
Yeah, some boots. Classic Gary line. Or was it Gary or Teresa? One of them said it.
No, Gary. Gary was the knocking boots.
Do you think they did? Because that is a good question. Because that was not something that has really been talked about as far as this season is gone. It's definitely been a big thing in previous seasons, but...
Yeah, they didn't do that with Charity either.
No, no. And who... Yeah, I have no idea as far as Charity either, but... Yeah, I don't know. I always like to guess. I never feel like I'm right, though. And it's like I'm never going to know unless they...
I need to know.
Like, say specifically, which sometimes they do.
Yeah.
Usually after the fact. It's typically, like...
At the end.
In, like, interviews after the show or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
And what is it usually?
Yes. I don't know. I mean, I know there's, like, there was, like, The Bachelor, Matt James, like when he did an interview afterwards, I think he specifically said he didn't sleep with any of them, which is kind of a power move.
Yeah,
that is
impressive.
It is, like, I think it was just a very smart move as far that as, like, good. You're not going to piss anyone off as far as, like... If you were to sleep with more than one,
yeah,
you know, the like one you choose could still be upset about that, which I think is fair, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Especially at this moment.
Again, it is like, but I'm kind of going from like, I can't relate to being in this situation. So it would just be a sort of like, if you were to like sleep with another person today and then a week later you get engaged with someone else. And you told her about it. Yeah.
She'd probably be okay.
Yeah, I think, everyone would probably be okay with that, right?
Seems pretty fair.
But, yeah, I understand that in this realm, I guess, it's
different.
It is different. But I would be upset. I don't know. Me, personally, I would be upset.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would necessarily do any forbidding or being like, I couldn't handle you doing that. I don't know, but like I would be upset.
To a degree, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't feel good.
I almost wouldn't want to know.
Yeah, definitely
I'd
not.
I'd say that. Yeah, I think that's probably the like route.
It's on
like,
my deathbed, you can tell me.
Yeah, exactly. I did, and he was better. Oh, man. No. All right, I'm not dying yet.
I have one last like moment.
That's like I need to like send like a hitman out to that.
Where's Joey right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it matters either. I only like sort of think because I would almost like have more sympathy for Rachel if they did because like I don't know. I feel like it does say something if you get intimate with someone in that setting still. And so
even before you get sent home.
Yeah, exactly. That would be the thing is that it would probably feel like, yeah, It would, yeah, it would suck, dude. Get intimate with someone. And then, like, yeah, like a few days later, sorry, I'm sending you home.
You weren't good enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that would, yeah.
That sucks.
A lot of negative thoughts could come from that.
That is why, like, if I were ever to, like, if I was in Joey's shoes, I would probably not. I would take the Matt James approach of probably not sleeping with anyone.
Yeah, unless you had one, you were 100% sure.
And that is true. If I knew who was going to be, which I would hope I would at that point. Yeah, then I would just with that one. Then it's like I don't feel guilty either.
Even if you choose the other person.
I choose I sleep with the two, and then I choose the one that I didn't sleep. Oh my god, what is the like thinking behind that? I can't even imagine.
Yeah, that is insane.
That is why I do think that it seems the Bachelorettes typically handle this week specifically better than any Bachelor does. But
yeah, because looking back, like Charity,
yeah, there was no issues,
there's no problem.
It doesn't seem like there's any issues so far with Joey, unless that talk that Kelsey's going to want to have is about that. But it doesn't even seem like it's going to be about that specifically. It just seems like she's worried it might not be her and she'd rather
go
home now, which I also agree with. I would relate to.
Yeah, no, definitely, especially getting down to this.
Yeah, I would definitely have the approach of like, as soon as you know it's not me, I would prefer to
go.
To just go, which, yeah, I don't know. It would just be for my sake. But you also got to think that the ones that don't get picked and are devastated, typically the ones in the like final two, three, four, the ones that you can see actually have like a connection. Like for some of them, he probably knew sooner that he wasn't going to choose them, but like maybe he was like influenced to keep them.
Oh, okay.
In some way
for the show,
which I guess could be good and bad for them because it's going to make things more difficult to deal with emotionally, but it's also like you get more support. I feel like you have the chance to become more of like appreciated by the audience and stuff.
And you get onto other shows.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like you're more likely to get
maybe
on.
Maybe have like a podcast or something.
You can get a podcast, you can go on Paradise, potentially even be the next Bachelor, Bachelorette. So you have to suffer a worse heartbreak for the better opportunities is what this show is promoting. Yes.
That's pretty healthy.
Yeah, I think that's. Let's preach that again. Yeah, I don't know. Her fantasy suite was, I guess, pretty typical. He did not say he loves her or even if he's falling in love with her. She did. He said he really appreciated how much she opened up during their alone time. And he saw like a completely different side of her. But yeah, I don't know.
Is that enough?
I think even from this point before the like other ones, I still was like, it's just, I'm just like, I felt for Rachel because I was like, I still think she's going home.
Yeah.
And felt even worse because I was like, she kind of just got like, she got an injury. She felt guilty in her mind, she felt she ruined the date. And then she did open up to him, you know, to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
And then likely to be sent home.
I know, yeah.
That's
immediately
the hard part. That is what I would hate.
That is nice what I would hate. Landing. It's pretty.
No.
That'd be pretty difficult.
What else? Kelsey was next. She got to talk to Leslie. What was. They were able to bond about their moms. Mm-hmm. They both lost their moms at a young age, and that has impacted their lives and dating lives, even as far as like Leslie was like, I could always like feel you know, her like
giving me advice.
Giving me advice and like saying don't do this or don't do that, and taking the advice, and then also being like, all right, mom.
All right, get out of here. Yeah. Locking you away.
For now, I'm going to need you to zip it.
Zip it right now.
But then she also gave her, I felt like,
pretty.
It seems like good advice coming from
good advice, yeah,
Leslie's.
From what happened with her.
Specifically, yeah, her situation where she was in love with Gary, felt very confident thinking that she was going to be her.
By what Gary said.
Yeah, and then she was just completely
blindsided
and heartbroken. And so she said to Kelsey to...
run and don't look back.
Yeah.
No, to just like have a voice in the back of your head saying it could not be you. You're not guaranteed the spot.
Yeah.
To always be aware of that so it doesn't hit you.
Yeah, don't let it like...
break your heart.
Yeah. Like, be present in these moments because they go fast, but have just like an inkling in the back of your head just to protect you a little bit. But I think she did a good job of sort of still like saying like, don't let it hold you back.
Mm-hmm. Overcome like, you, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dropping nuggets.
That is a good nugget.
Gold nuggets. But then I think that Kelsey's like, you know, it clearly, even after she said that, that got to Kelsey a little bit.
Yeah, so you could see she
maybe
was
a bit of a gold,
out.
A gold nugget, but
one that's hard to swallow.
Yeah, it kind of scared her. But I thought that her date with Joey was
pretty good, pretty decent.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it was on the scale. No, it was, again, it just seemed like a fun kind of date where they were able to just like talk. They went boating. Everyone loves boating. Michael was
classic.
There. He
was
captaining the boat. They got to swim with sea turtles. It was very like clear that they both wanted the other one to say, I love you the entire time. Because there was, there was noticeable, like, awkward moments where it was like, you know, everyone, I think.
You're expecting just, them to say something.
Yeah, you want them, you're hoping
like,
they
you have
something say
something. You want to say to me?
Oh, is there something you'd like to say to me? What is it? Please just say it.
Start with
I don't want to say it first. You want to say something like about how you... yeah, I mean...
I like you.
It's definitely... I can relate to that. Maybe not the specific, like, I love you, but I just know the feeling of dating and having, like, the hope that someone says or does something out of, like, nerves because you don't want to say or do it first or whatever. And the other person is probably thinking the exact same thing. So then no one does
anything. Yeah, nothing happens.
And it's just like awkward. It's a cute little moment. And it was a very relatable. And that's how I saw a lot of their time boating was like they were both hoping. And that was like the whole thing of Kelsey's date is that she was the only one last week that is still here now that didn't say I love you or I'm falling in love with you.
So she was hoping to
she's nervous.
Gary say it, and then she'd say it.
Yeah. She wants someone to say it for her. Well, she,
that'd be easy.
Cause she told her dad and she told, Leslie that she's,
oh yeah, she did.
And she just said like, no, I'm in love with him. Mm-hmm. I love him. Not falling in love. Just, I love him.
She wants to scream it from the rooftop.
Yeah.
She wants
she's
to be in
like,
that position.
I
want
to be able to, say that. It to him confidently.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I can't say it to his face. Like,
I'll text it to him.
Yeah, she should have, like, I wish they had their phones and they could have been, like, at the, like, dinner table and she just, like, texted to him, like, mid-conversation. Oh, my gosh.
By the way, I
classic, like, new generation dating.
Especially.
Just get that text I sent. It was very important.
That snap.
Yeah, just get that snap. I just made a TikTok specifically for you. Did you see that story I posted to my close friends where I removed all of my other close friends but kept you on it because I have a special message for you? Classic moments.
Pretty good.
But yeah, that was the whole theme of like she was very nervous to say it. I couldn't tell. How much did she say about her like past dating as far as like has she said that to someone before?
Well, she said this is the fastest.
Okay. Which, yeah, a little bit of like...
You're telling me 2 weeks is fast?
Are you telling me I shouldn't say I love you after like going on 2 dates with someone? Yeah, I mean, natural instinct should be to like, hey, pump the brakes a little
bit. A little
you're about
slow.
To like crash. You're going like 70 in like a school.
Chill out just a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe 60.
Like 60, like 4 at the like most.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, inevitably, she does say it. They get, they have like their little sit down dinner moment where she does say it. And I think that his response to her said a lot more comparatively to how he responds to like how he responded to Rachel saying it.
Oh, yeah. There's a clear difference.
Yeah. Cause he was like when she said it, he was like, oh, you just like, you just like threw that out there. It's like, bro, you've been expecting it, like you've been hoping for it the whole day. Don't complain now.
You wanted it.
Yeah.
You were waiting.
I swear
for
there
it.
Was another moment in that conversation, like at the like dinner where it said like he did say something like, oh, so like did you want to say something? Or is it something along those lines where he's like fishing for it?
He was. But he did get it.
And, I think what it was like he opened up about his fear of like his past relationship as far as like not being chosen. I think he's still in this case referring to Charity, I would assume.
Yeah, that's what I was getting.
Like falling for someone and then ultimately not having it be reciprocated, not being chosen.
Yeah.
And just like how he appreciates because she even like told him that she talked to Leslie and what Leslie said, and I think that's what prompted him to say like, yeah, like I that's like good advice, but like I wouldn't want that to hold you back or like hold anyone back, because I know from my past experience I want to know how someone feels about me. And I felt like that was him trying to say like this is why you're supposed to say it. I'm giving you. And she gave a good answer where it was a very, I felt like, thoughtful answer as to like she was clearly listening, but she also like didn't pick up on the hint at the end where like I don't know. Is it just me? He was like totally trying to like hint and like say like this is the moment, Kelsey. But she ultimately
she
did say
it at the end.
Like eventually. But yeah, it was kind of like she said all like responding to what he said first and then like started a new conversation. And he was like, yeah, and like I told my dad I'm in love with you. And so I just wanted to tell you, like, I want you to know that I love you, Joey. And he's like, wait a second.
You're not allowed to say that now.
You were supposed to say it like a minute ago when I like told you to say.
It's a pretty funny moment.
Yeah, they're very cute to watch. They're very like wholesome,
yeah.
I feel like. Kelsey
very
is
nice.
Like, she's got a smile. That it seems to me. No. I hope you got that joke.
Oh, I didn't.
Okay, perfect. Someone, no one will, but. She's got a smile that I feel like is.
Or so it seemed to me.
you can't just make the same joke.
I think I did it better, though.
Her smile lights up a room. She's got a big, beautiful smile, in my opinion. Yeah, as a person definitely. With a very big smile, I appreciate another big smile.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice smile.
But yeah, she is right. She is, every time we look at her, she is almost always smiling.
Mm-hmm. Giggity.
She gives me a very, like, certain vibe of, like, I mean, it's fair, almost fair to say, like, golden retriever vibe. But I know, like, when people say that, it's like, it, you know, what it means. But it's just like, no, those are the dogs that are, like, happiest to see you. They are, like, if dogs can smile.
They're smiling.
They're doing it.
They're wagging it.
Yeah, it is sweet. It, I feel like, I will say this, out of all of the women, to me it's clear that, like, Kelsey likes Joey the most. Like, if we're rating, if we can rank them as far as which one likes Joey the most, I think it is Kelsey likes, has the strongest feelings for Joey.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. I mean, it's either her or Daisy, but it does seem like she's way more, especially now, open to,
yeah,
say she loves him.
Yeah. And he was, like,
very reciprocal.
He was, he did reciprocate.
He did.
And he said he's falling in love, which,
okay,
I don't,
Joey,
fucking care, dude. It's the same thing at all to
you
me.
Said the
at
same word. Point. You said, yeah, the same word.
You do see it, you are saying the same thing. But he seemed like that specifically immediately kind of just gave me the confirmation, like, sorry, Rachel.
Yeah, no, Rachel's out, definitely.
But I think there was also another moment where it was like, Kelsey is
in.
She's in.
She's in.
She's in.
She's hacked into the mainframe.
Yeah. I mean, the way he just responded to it, I was like, oh man, like my intuition and my, like, sort of like just vibes I was getting from them from past few, like, 4 weeks or whatever have, like, all been right. And, like, even more so, though. It's like,
yeah, they were vibrating.
Yeah, they. That's pretty good. I don't know. That was so funny.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. There's something more there, I think. And they have a good fantasy suite as well. He even says, I've been waiting for a long time. It's like, oh, calm down, bro. Calm down.
Don't seem so desperate.
Yeah,
Joe.
Hold on, Joey. But I'll say it right now. Yeah, I think Kelsey wins now.
I could definitely see it.
I think, like, I'm confident now. Like, I went from, like, partially confident that it was Daisy in the, like, past couple weeks to, like, no, I'm like really confident now that it's Kelsey. Like, this episode, I feel like, has been the most swaying for me, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think this has really shown the connection.
Yeah.
Between the two. And then Daisy is next.
Daisy has a good chat with Sandra,
yeah.
I love Sandra.
Yeah, she's great.
She's great.
She's,
dude,
fantastic. Definitely gave the best advice. Really resonated, like, with me.
Very funny advice. But Daisy, sort of similar to, like, to I think Rachel, what she was saying, where she's, like, afraid to open up or, like, you know, afraid to be vulnerable with him. But she says that, you know, especially since her cochlear implant, that she didn't think that she was, you know,
going to be accepted.
Yeah, like, said, like, how could anyone love me? Which, again, I've multiple times said, like, it's not a deal breaker for me. I'm trying to, like, Maybe we are just naive. Maybe we are ignorant.
We just don't know.
I guess we don't know, because it clearly is, like, a big deal
for her.
And I guess, yeah, like, I haven't experienced hearing loss. I don't even think, you know, I've met anyone who's lost their hearing. And so,
yeah, it's hard to imagine.
I can understand like the fear of just like, rejection. I guess judgment and rejection. Yeah. Okay. All right. So everything I've said up to this point about
was wrong.
How I felt was like completely just, well, I can just like, I guess I can understand it. Like
getting too much in your head and making a bigger deal out of it. Or it actually being a big deal. Right,
yeah. You're so self-conscious about it. But yeah, from my point, it to me, it still is crazy of like, to just like not accept someone or to like not love someone because of something like that is like, that just seems like that would be so shallow. That's
yeah,
like such a like.
Just shows bad on the other person.
But I guess I can understand like, yeah, like the, she's clearly, it's still a new thing for her. She's clearly self-conscious about it. And I guess like there probably is ways it would affect like a relationship as far as like just communication in general, like there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It would definitely have some bit of an impact.
All right. I'm sorry, Daisy, if you feel, or if anyone feels like I.
Yeah. I would like to apologize on behalf of Jamie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want it to feel like I was downplaying or like disregarding that or making it seem like it's, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
However I made it seem like, what was the word that Sydney or Medina used where it's like, I think it was downplaying. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I believe you.
I don't know. But it's like, I don't disregarding her like feelings or whatever about it.
Yeah, I can understand the like a disregarding.
Yeah. This is not the like a disrespect our podcast bowl. But yeah, Sandra's advice, very funny.
Very
I think
good.
There was like legitimate.
Yeah. Good advice. In
gold
there.
In there. But I think I like the way that she made it just a little bit fun at the end too. Mm-hmm. Because she said the key of the advice was just to
ignore
to talk.
Yeah.
To talk.
Well, ignore the other two women.
Yeah.
Like, go in.
You're not
it
competing with them. You're building relationship with him.
Yeah.
And
it's a one-on-one thing, not 1v3.
Yeah, it's not a don't think about your facing anyone else. It's like, no, you're just building a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Go in it like fully open and vulnerable.
You need to be willing to talk about the things that you're afraid to talk about, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And even she says like, yeah, even if it's a sexual oomph where it's like, I'm so excited to like practice making babies with you. It's like, that's such a
good
funny way to say that. There's no way that couldn't work. I
that
really don't
work.
Think.
So stupid, it just might work.
It's just such a, I think it's so funny. I mean, she does say like, yeah, like intimacy for men is different from intimacy with, for women,
mm-hmm.
which is true. I mean,
I'll believe it.
Yeah. Women, every woman, we need you, every woman out there, we need you to respond and explaining what intimacy for you is. But yeah, I mean, I think that was like a funny little like acknowledgement, which I think she was like trying to, you know, just like not like stress Daisy out too much,
mm-hmm.
and like be like, you know, playful and just have fun with it.
Yeah,
but
making
like,
it lighthearted.
Yeah, because her advice is good, but it could definitely like, you know. Didn't want her thinking it's like, no, it's not just about like being like telling your deepest, darkest like fears, insecurities, feelings. It's like, no, you can even just like, if you want to say you think he's like super hot, you want to have sex with him, that's okay too.
Yeah. Just say what's on your mind. Open up.
Yeah. Which I think that is
good.
That is very good advice. I honestly do think. What did you think of their
shower date?
Yeah, that was funny.
That was a very interesting date.
They got to go quad. Is it called ATVing or quad? Because they got to ride quads or ATVing or four wheeling. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all. I'm pretty sure they're all the same thing.
They are, but I just like pretending like I know all of the different words.
I think ATV is like the professional. That's the medical term.
You just might have given me like an aneurysm with that statement. I don't know what you just said.
No, I think that's right.
Medical. Sure. Sure.
I'm professional, though.
I don't have the Einstein brain, so you're allowed to mess with me like this, and I won't pick up on it sometimes. So I'll allow it.
Overruled.
It did look fun.
It was pretty fun.
I've gone four-wheeling before. As a kid, I remember pulling a daisy where I would ride holding on to like my mom or dad's back.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was chimping it. I was like an orangutan just like holding on to clawing.
Yeah.
It's like clawing it.
That's good.
Yeah. Where I would like ride, and only like recently, like I went to Hawaii where I got to try like driving them a little off roading.
Nice.
Very beautiful, very cool, and a lot of fun.
Yeah, that does seem cool.
Put the pedal to the metal.
Oh,
or
yeah.
I should say the, I don't know what the handle, the, sure. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like you don't know either. So right?
The thumbstick.
Sure. The joystick. The joystick. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was a good time, though.
Did you do any jumps?
Yeah, I jumped off of it when I crashed into
when I went down the hill.
Yeah, when I fell off the cliff, I jumped off the ATV. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it was fun. Forum was pretty cool. I did think it was funny. Yeah, though, like when he was like, "Yes, we are a little sweaty and stinky," whatever he said. So I've got another. Like part of date plan, and then just pants them in the shower. It's like, okay, you could have just you made it seem way more like mysterious.
And we're going to like a waterfall or something like that.
Yeah, it's like, no, you're just in an outdoor shower
with like very little water pressure.
Yeah, it was like drizzling down. It was like a little like rain shower head almost, basically, except not as cool.
Yeah, not
it was an outdoor, like outdoor with. I don't know, somewhat of an enclosed.
Yeah.
Whatever.
A little, with a lot of gaps in between.
It wasn't like a beach show where they're all just lined up next to each other.
Yeah, and like 30 other people were in there.
Yeah, like we see them showering together and then it pans over 2 feet to see like an old, like part half naked guy showering right next to him, so.
Him walking over asking if he can borrow the soap.
So. Yeah, I mean, a fun date again. She sort of talks about, she's frustrated with herself, because she is an emotional person and she feels like, things have been so good with Joey, but she keeps trying to find like, poke holes in it as far as like what's gonna go wrong or what could go wrong or what's all of the like she's looking for the negative and not appreciating the like positive
and being in the moment.
Yeah, because and she's afraid as far as like opening up, because she also said from her past relationship that it wouldn't get received as well, like she would get shut down or made to feel like she's overreacting. And so she's not used to having someone, like she says, Joey, who's very, like, just accepting of everything that she has to say and opening up, which could... All right, write that down.
Write that down.
Write that down. Write that down.
And how well he can, like, comfort her in her negative thoughts.
Yeah, I mean...
And authenticate her feelings
I think
doubt.
Especially in this show... The biggest competition or like the biggest thing
is yourself.
You have again. Yeah. Is yourself. Like you're all that self-doubt, which I completely understand. I'm sure I would have.
Yeah. I feel it. I'm not even on the show.
Yeah. I feel it. I'm like, I don't think Joey would pick me.
I don't think
I definitely know Gary wouldn't pick me. Yeah, I do think that is like the truth, though. It's like you always seem to just be so more concerned as far as like the self-doubt you have.
Yeah, you're always your own worst enemy.
But I do think it's like doubt. I should say I think doubt and like jealousy is like, it's not like crazy. I almost think that like jealousy in this case is like fair, like warranted. It is completely justifiable.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, definitely.
But yeah, like in that self-doubt is like, I completely understand. Like I would be with you, if not far worse than you.
Yeah, I'm already worse.
But she tells him, you know, that she's falling in love with him again. And the whole thing was, is that last week he said that he's feeling the same way.
Yeah.
He didn't really say.
He didn't say a little specific.
The exact thing back, which he, when he brought it up,
he does in this acknowledge episode, that.
He was like, yeah, I kind of just said it was like all word vomit back at you, like not yes. much like behind it. So I want you to know that I'm also falling in love with you. Like I'm not just saying I'm feeling the same way.
Ditto.
Yeah, ditto. Yeah, I mean, so I feel like that was like the one like throw off for me, because I was like, okay, he said again, I'm sorry, Rachel, but now we know for sure.
Two out of three,
he said that he's falling in love with. But again, like, yeah, the only sort of doubt I have is that he did say it to Daisy as well. So I don't know.
Threw me off.
But they go to the fantasy suite as well. So all three of them get fantasy suites. Nice. We did not have like
an Xavier.
Yeah, because he didn't get
no. Right. No, he did not.
Yeah. It's been so long, dude. I don't remember.
I don't even know why I know.
I was even more surprised though, and I do feel like this could also have some play. He actually really opened up to Daisy as well, though.
Yeah, and he did.
About, like,
his own personal
stuff, too, even from what he, like, said to Kelsey.
His, like, past relationship,
yeah, like,
too.
Past relationship, I'm assuming. Not Charity.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it was in Hawaii, he said.
Yep, yeah, the one in Hawaii, like, he said, like, when with the person he was dating, it was the first time he questioned whether or not he was a... First, he said good person, which is kind of like a...
Yeah, that's like, pretty intense.
That's pretty intense. But he sort of said, like, it made me feel like I wasn't a good boyfriend or partner because I clearly wasn't making her feel as special as she wanted me to.
Mm.
And, like, not giving the other person what they wanted. And, it made him like doubt his like ability or like capability of doing that or being loved, and kind of started with that. But
yeah, and then the fear of if he opens up and they truly get to know who he is,
yeah,
that it'll scare him away.
Yeah, can't ruin it. No, that is actually one of the most relatable things.
That is the most relatable thing that he said is
yeah. I would say, this is, I guess, getting a little bit personal. I would say my main thing when it comes to dating is that exact same thing, which is my fear is once I really open up and once someone sees me for who I, like, fully for who I am, that...
Like, I know I'm, like, a super cool, charming guy that everyone immediately falls in love with.
But I am...
They just don't know how deep my emotions really are.
They're not deep enough. They don't understand. They don't realize that I'm like Batman bravado king of charisma, charming, cool guy.
Mm.
They just see like, why are we at a party and he's like standing over by the wall?
Why is he facing the wall?
Why is he like in the corner facing the wall as if someone put him in a timeout?
and he's just singing, "That's me in the corner."
he's singing. who's that song by Judas? Is that Judas Priest?
What? Me in the corner?
The one you just said.
No, that's R.E.M.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. Not. No, it is.
Losing My Religion. I swear that was by someone else. I believe you. You're an expert. You're a music maestro, magician man.
I know my
song. But everyone else just sees you as...
It's all they need to see.
Yeah. All jokes aside, I do have that fear. People won't like what they see or what they get to know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening. You're a great therapist. How much do I owe you? Okay. all right, moving on. Enough about me. People don't care about us. They care about Joey.
They only care about Joey. Shut up and talk about Joey.
He does say he's falling in love with Daisy, which, yeah, I get. And again, I think it's the only thing that... I wouldn't even say it threw me off about my prediction with Kelsey, but...
Wasn't expected.
Yeah, I don't know. I was almost... I can't say I was surprised, though, because, again, it would make it, like, too obvious that, like, Kelsey might win. If, said it to, like, Kelsey... Unfortunately, again, for Rachel, it just shows.
Yeah, it shows.
If Rachel does not get eliminated, I'm going to be like, what the flip is this show?
Anymore? What is happening? Yeah, no, she would definitely go, though.
Yeah. Kelsey is really struggling, though. She is letting what Leslie said to her kind of get to her too much now.
Mm-hmm.
She is...
She needs to talk to Joey.
She goes to his room, knocks on the door. He's not there.
So he goes back. A letter.
The mysterious letter, which I think has been teased for a long time.
It has been.
Well, I know that I think it, like... I remember it from, like, early on in the season, though. Like, it was probably the preseason, or, like, the, like, season preview from the, like, first episode. I remember seeing something about a letter. And then they started teasing it, like, the past, like, week or two.
Yeah.
I was like, who's writing that letter?
Yeah, we didn't know. Now it's Kelsey.
Yeah, it was Jesse.
We need to talk.
We need to talk. Teach me how to do a better serve in tennis, please. When Joey gets the note, he starts freaking flustered. Out. Again, I think this now strengthens my prediction, though, because this, like, the response he has to that, which it really didn't say much. It just said, we need to talk, which... It
could mean anything.
I do agree, though, when someone says we need to talk.
It's not going to be a good thing.
It's typically not a good conversation. And every time I've said we need to talk to someone, it's not
something positive.
Yeah, it's typically not a positive or like what you're hoping for. So, but yeah, he had a very emotional response to it, which in my opinion is like, this is what I'm saying. Like, if he really wanted Lexi, when Lexi said that she was going to leave because they were on the same timeline as far as kids go.
He would have had that.
He would have had a more similar reaction. This is someone he really likes.
Yeah, definitely.
Arguably, this is someone he likes the most and is going to pick, and he is freaking out. So, I don't know. Did we miss anything? Is there anything else
that happened? I think that was it.
Hopefully,
if we did miss anything, then the women will tell us.
Yeah, they will tell us all. They will tell us all.
They will tell us all
next week. I'm looking forward to that.
It'll be pretty telling.
I think it didn't really have any footage because.
Yeah, it was all preview of the people.
Yeah, it was all just like people. It showed the little like audience thing where like people were clapping, but then it was all just like Jen still heartbroken? Does Lexi regret leaving Joey early? And then what is like Maria going through right now?
Yeah.
And it's just like Yeah, it was nothing new. But I don't even know, because I know they filmed that one, like, I think only, like, it's not live. The tell-all is not live, but I'm pretty sure it's only filmed, like, shortly before they show it, like, a week or two before, I want to say.
That's pretty cool, then.
Like, it's definitely been filmed, I think, in the past couple of weeks. I don't know. I'm very curious what's going to happen. I don't really care anymore about the Sydney
stuff. No, I definitely not. Who cares?
I'm very curious to see if they're going to, like, I don't think they're going to, like,
reveal.
As far as, like, The Bachelorette, you mean?
Yeah, or anything.
I don't think so.
Similar to that. What about The Golden Bachelorette?
See, that is possible, because my prediction is, like, as far as the finale will announce the, like, the next Bachelorette. But I do think they could announce who the Golden Bachelorette is going to be, unless they do both on the finale.
Yeah, at the same time.
Because they got to do it on TV. They can't just do it, like...
No, yeah, they would have...
Like, an online, like, what's posted on, like... post our story to the next.
Not a snap to the to the fans.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm curious as to, like, if they've chosen a bachelorette already, and they're like, or if they're gonna, like, do the tell all to, like, gauge people's responses to, like, certain people, because it could be like Rachel. I'm curious, because I'm not sure if they're gonna show who he picks, like, as far as the rose ceremony, and then, like, they have the person who gets eliminated be at the tell-all as well, you know, where they kind of combine footage with the live stuff.
That would be interesting,
because because
it normally is only two people at this point.
Going into the tell-all, it's typically after the, like, third person. I don't know. It's changed for a few times, but...
Is that allowed?
Probably not, no. Not in my book, it's not. But yeah, I'm just, like, curious if they've already chosen a bachelorette, or if they're going to use the, like, the tell-all to, like, gauge people's reactions. Because people have been saying Maria since, like, last week. I haven't been able to see what people have been saying after this episode, but I'm sure that, like, Daisy or Kelsey are still, like, good candidates.
Mm-hmm. I could definitely see either.
I can see more for Rachel now. I feel like this episode for Rachel, I feel like, was a good episode for her, and also a horrible episode for her. Like,
it's so bad that she has to have, like, a redemption.
Yeah. Well, it's like, again, I feel like we learned more about Rachel this episode.
Yeah, no,
I don't feel like we actually learned more about Kelsey or Daisy.
Yeah.
We learned about Rachel and her, like, dating experience, and a little bit about why she is the way she is, or, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
more insightful.
Yeah. Which I think, yeah, it is, that is important. I feel like it's beneficial, but I don't know. I know that people like Maria for The Bachelorette, but, like, if they wait till, like, the finale, or if they've already got someone chosen, it doesn't really matter, but, like, they wait till the finale and stuff, I think she might be a little bit out of the, like, recency bias will be not as recent.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. They could have already had... It does make it unfair, though, if you, like, do it before the like, finale, because typically I do think they want the, like...
Runner-up.
The runner-up, yeah. If they can get the runner-up, typically, unless the runner-up is, like, just super boring or, like, bad television. But I don't think... I like both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I like Kelsey and Daisy. Again, sorry, Rachel. I do not think that you're going to... I like Rachel, too, but... Again, she's definitely, we've seen the least of her.
Yeah, it would be hard to pick her over the other ones.
Yeah, I think there's three good choices now. I still really like Maria. I think she would be extremely entertaining. But I do really like Daisy and Kelsey and Rachel. Mm-hmm. But again, I think she'd be like a dark horse as far as like in the running for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Daisy or Kelsey, I wouldn't have a problem with either of them either. Pick like...
All right, star.
Sydney is the bachelor. I don't know. I almost think it would be kind of funny if they chose like
just a random
villain or something, like someone who's like absolutely hated, because those people, because it's not a random, you know, like there would still be like people would be interested, but it's just like if you chose someone like Sydney, who like people seem to like hate, it would gain so much attention, but people would. I don't know if people would like not watch just to like spite ABC. I would watch because I would be like, this is hilarious.
I want her to go.
All right. I choose her. I just think it would be an interesting approach, but
it would be cool.
I think the more standard approach is they put those ones on like Bachelor in Paradise, which I still don't know if that one has been confirmed yet.
Hopefully not.
I mean, last season was not great. It was not great.
Yeah, they better like...
I'm so sad, too, because that was your first time seeing Bachelor in Paradise. And in my opinion, Bachelor in Paradise was my favorite. Again, aside from like Gary, which I think Gary is my favorite season ever. But I don't know if I can safely say Golden Bachelor is the best of the, you know, entire franchise. Because other than that, I would say Bachelor in Paradise. But then
that one
just
was
like, you're the first one, like, I get to, like, you watch, and I feel like, oh, I'm going to finally show him, like, my favorite. It's like, oh.
He's going to love it.
Oh.
This is it.
This is what we get. I still enjoyed it. It was just extremely underwhelming.
It was definitely a show.
Out of all of the Bachelor shows, it was one of them.
It was one of them.
I've got nothing left to say to you. Oh, wait. Final prediction. I'm walking in Kelsey. Daisy. Okay.
I'm Daisy.
Whoa.
Daisy all the way.
All right. All right. I'm at like an 75, 80% Kelsey now.
Yeah, I'm at like 110, 120.
All right.
Daisy.
Okay. I think the only bad thing that could happen is that if like Kelsey does decide to leave, but I don't think she would. The only fear I have is that maybe she leaves like in the finale, like this whole thing that's been hyping. That would be pretty wild. That would be wild. That would be hardcore. I don't know. I just can't really think of what the like other surprise would be. So I am getting nervous now. Like what's going to be the like twist? Is this an M. Night Shyamalan movie? Because there's going to be a twist, and we know it.
They're all dead. This is just like...
Joey is secretly Bruce Willis, and he's dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know what the other kind of like twist could be. I don't think that it's not going to be Kelsey. I'll say that.
Yeah, I don't not think.
I don't not think that it might not, for sure, possibly not, actually not be Kelsey. I don't know if I got enough negatives in there.
I agree.
I concur.
But maybe not.
All right. And final pick for Bachelorette?
Star.
I'm gonna go
Maria. Walking in Maria.
I want Maria. And if Daisy, I will say this, if Daisy doesn't win, I think it's gonna be Daisy though.
Mm-hmm.
But I want Maria. I still want Maria.
Yeah.
With Golden Daisy's Bachelorette. If it's one that we've seen, who do you think it's gonna be?
Leslie.
I agree. I concur.
Oh. We agree. Where can the people find us?
They can find us on the podcast platforms such as Spotify,
Apple,
Google Podcast,
Podbean.
I swear CastBox is one of them. Sure, I think so.
iHeartRadio. iHeartPodcast.
iHeart something.
My heart is in my...
Search that up. My heart is in my podcast. My heart is in my podcast. YouTube, as you said.
One word
on YouTube. Like literally. No spaces. One word. That's everything else, it's three words. You can type normally. Show some support if you support us, or if you don't,
then do it anyways.
Don't listen to your gut. Give us some likes, some literally
whatever comes to you.
Maybe subscribe, leave a review, comment, ask questions, because we will probably forget to not answer them, because we always answer questions.
Yeah.
I want to know other people's theories.
Yeah, let us know.
I'm a big theorist for this show.
Yeah, let us know. Will you work out?
Yeah. Joey, if you're listening, feel free to comment too.
We'll allow it.
We will allow it in this case.
Just for you.
Jesse, we know we've gotten all of your calls. We'll let you on the podcast eventually.
Yeah, we'll see if we can squeeze you in.
Yeah, we'll squeeze you in at some point. That's all I got to say. That's all Jamie has to say.
Vic has one more thing to say.
Which is?
Yeah.